a gift from whom? France. To celebrate what? The 100th anniversary of American independence, the Statue of Liberty. And there is placed at the pedestal, bottom of the pedestal, inside a wall, about 20 years after the statue was erected, a bronze plaque. And on that plaque is a poem that has welcomed millions of immigrants as they have come to America and has given them hope of a new life. And the poem goes like this: "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." And those of us who know Jesus know that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the one who shows the way, and Jesus is the one who is the way. Jesus is the one who welcomes us on the way to an eternal new world. And those of us who know Jesus recognize that the words of Jesus in our gospel lesson for this morning are really very similar to that very famous poem by Emma Lazarus that she wrote to help raise money for the erection of the pedestal. What Jesus said is this: "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You see, here Jesus is saying that the same Lord Jesus who offers us freedom from the power of the devil, sin, and death can also offer us rest and freedom from stress. You remember the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland? She's the one that said, "You can run as fast as you can, and you have to try as hard as you can just to stay in the same place. If you want to get ahead, you're going to have to try twice as hard, and you are going to have to run twice as fast." And so I wonder how many of us feel like we are already running as hard as we can and as fast as we can. How can I possibly try any harder and run any faster than I already am? Now, I'm going to give us a quiz and see if you know how to fill out the ends of these sentences. If you know the answer, shout it out. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I am at the end of my... I am just a bundle of... My life is falling... And I am at my wits. Everybody gets 100%. Well, do you identify with at least one of those statements? Well, if those statements are not just statements that you know the answer to, but instead, those statements also describe you, I have good news. And that is that the words of Jesus this morning and the sermon for this morning are especially for you. You know, we all need rest and relief from emotional stress. If all we needed was physical rest, we could always take a nap. And I have found that one of the greatest blessings of being retired is being able to take naps, at least one a day. If all we needed was emotional rest, we could always go on a trip and go on vacation. But the question is, where can we get spiritual rest? Where can we find relief from the stresses, the deepest anxieties that touch us at the deepest level of our lives? By listening to the words of Jesus this morning and by doing what Jesus says. Jesus is saying that we can find rest and relief from emotional stress by doing three things that Jesus gives us this morning. First of all, Jesus says, "Come to me." And the chairs here in the table represent the place that we go to meet Jesus. I hope that every one of us has at least one place where you feel like, I can go there and really meet Jesus and enter into conversation and prayer and read the Bible and enter into the presence of Jesus. Jesus did not say, come to church and find rest. And Jesus did not say, sign up for a committee and come to a committee meeting and find rest. Rather, Jesus said, come to me and find rest. You know, it's been said, just going to McDonald's does not make you a hamburger. Just being in a garage does not make you a car. And about a week ago, I was watching a broadcast of the Harvest Crusade from the University of Phoenix Stadium, and Greg Laurie said, just going to a donut shop does not make you a cop. Well, in the same way, just coming to church does not give us rest. Rather, Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest. He says, come to me, all you that are weary. Another translation is, come to me, all you that labor. And here Jesus is not talking about those who have a really tough job. You know, when your job is tough, well, just remember, it's spelled J-O-B, so what do you expect but for it to be tough? He's not talking to those who have a tough job. Rather, he is talking to sincere, conscientious people who are doing the absolute best that they can. And yet they find that even their best human efforts simply fall short. No matter how hard I try, how do I know that I can do enough to fulfill God's requirements? And so Jesus says, come to me. Come to the cross, to the place of great exchange. Come to the cross where all that you are is placed on him and all that he is given to us. Come to the cross where all the bad things that we have ever done, like in our second reading for this morning, all the bad I don't want to do is what I do, and all the good that I don't want to do is all the good that I want to do is what I don't do. Well, all the bad that we have done and all the good that we have not done is placed on him. And the gift of his righteousness and his perfection is given to us. Come to me, all you that are weary. And then Jesus said, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. And here he's talking about the heavy burden of sin. Bring all of your sin and guilt and bring it to him. He came not to rub your sin in and to make you feel bad about it, but instead to rub it out. Jesus has already paid the full price for all of your sin. The penalty has fully been paid. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. And then he said, take my yoke upon you. Now, a yoke is a harness that connects two oxen. And often in New Testament times, taking on a yoke was a phrase that was used to apply to young men that would submit themselves to the authority and the teaching of a Jewish rabbi. But the problem with submitting yourself and taking that kind of a yoke on is that you were taking on a yoke that was full of rules and regulations and a religious system that told you what you needed to do. Instead, Jesus offers us not a yoke of rules, but instead a yoke of good relationship. And then Jesus said, my yoke fits perfectly. My yoke is easy. Meaning the yoke that I give you is one that'll fit perfectly. And he said, my burden is light. The burden that I give you is so much easier than the burden of trying to save yourself. Rather, the signs out in front of Jesus' carpenter shop always say, my yoke fits perfectly. And then we look at the yoke and we realize that there is a place for two persons on that yoke. A yoke is a harness that connects two oxen, and so I look at the yoke and I realize that there is a place for me, and Jesus said, I want to be the second person in that yoke. I want to be there to help you carry all of your heavy burdens. You are not going to have to pull all the weight alone. Rather, I want to be one of the two with you. Take my yoke upon you. And then the third thing that Jesus said is, learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And so this display also represents the place where I open God's Bible and I learn from Jesus. Are you learning from Jesus? Are you open to learning from Jesus? What are you learning from Jesus? Do you believe that the things that you would learn from Jesus would be the things that you most need to learn? Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." That's quite a contrast to some religious people that probably all of us know. They are not gentle at all. They are very harsh and unkind and uncaring, so many religious people. And yet Jesus is gentle. Jesus is our yoke partner who has the strength to help pull, but his strength is always under control. He has the strength to help pull, but he's also our yoke partner to whom we can pour out all of our deepest needs and concerns. "Learn from me," he said, "for I am gentle." Then he also said, "Learn from me, for I am humble." And yet we know that an awful lot of religious people are not very humble at all. They're very, very proud. But Jesus is humble. No matter hurting, no wonder that hurting and lost and lonely and weary people are drawn to him. One time there was a man that went to see a farmer who was plowing with two oxen out in the field. And he noticed that one of the oxen was quite a bit larger than the other oxen, and he asked the farmer about it. And he said, "Well, the much bigger ox is actually an older ox who's very accustomed to plowing. He has plowed many fields, and he's plowed this field many, many times, while the smaller ox is a younger ox who is new to plowing and wearing a yoke." And so the man asked, "Well, why in the world would you combine a bigger, more experienced ox with a younger, less experienced ox?" And this is the response that he received. He said, "You know, by himself, the younger ox would not know how to plow. And also, I would be concerned that the younger ox, trying to plow by himself, might pull himself to death and would hurt himself. While this older, bigger ox is the best ox that I have ever had. And so by combining the two together, the younger, smaller ox learns to rest in the strength of the larger, older ox." And are you like that younger ox? Are you in danger of trying so hard that you might pull yourself to death and hurt yourself? Or are you resting in the strength of Jesus? Is Jesus your yoke partner? And are you learning from him? You see, Jesus said that rest for the soul and relief and freedom from stress will come to us as we do three things, as we do what Jesus said. "Come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me." Amen. Jesus calls us. He wants to be our yoke partner. He calls us to come to him and to learn from him. He is humble and gentle. He calls softly and tenderly. How will we respond to his call? Let's stand and sing the sermon hymn.